Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Goodbye, Oakland Winning, Wanderlust, and a Sports Town's Fight for Survival is a nonfiction sports history and civic commentary book by Dave Newhouse and Andy Dulwich. Centered on Oakland, California, it examines how a city with a proud major league tradition has repeatedly lost professional teams to other markets, especially through decisions driven by ownership, revenue pressure, and changing sports economics. The book is not only a chronicle of departures, but also a portrait of Oakland as a distinctive sports culture that produced championship teams, passionate fans, and influential figures across baseball, football, and basketball. Drawing on Newhouse's long career covering Bay Area sports and Dulwich's business perspective, the book combines historical reporting, interviews, and opinionated analysis. Its purpose is both explanatory and reflective to document how Oakland became a symbol of franchise instability, while also arguing that the city itself deserves better than the losses it has endured. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Oakland's identity as both a championship city and a site of repeated team departures. A central theme of the book is the contradiction at the heart of Oakland sports. The city is presented as one that has produced major success across the NFL, NBA, and MLB, yet has also suffered an unusual number of franchise exits. This tension matters because it prevents the story from becoming a simple tale of decline. Instead, the book shows that Oakland had fan loyalty, competitive teams, and memorable eras, but still struggled to hold on to ownership groups when larger financial opportunities appeared elsewhere. That contrast gives the book its core argument: a city can have a deep sports identity and still be vulnerable to structural forces beyond the fans' own control. By placing wins and losses beside relocations and threats of relocation, the authors frame Oakland as a rare case in American sports history, where achievement on the field did not guarantee permanence off it. Secondly, ownership decisions and the economics behind franchise relocation. The book places strong emphasis on why teams leave rather than treating relocation as inevitable. It examines ownership behavior, revenue motives, stadium issues, and market comparisons as the practical forces shaping each departure. That focus is important because it shifts blame away from fans and toward the people controlling the franchises. The authors argue that team moves are usually rooted in business calculations, including the search for better facilities, public subsidies, higher valuations, and more lucrative media or sponsorship environments. In Oakland, these pressures repeatedly collided with a city that could inspire devotion, but could not always match the financial leverage of bigger or wealthier markets. The book, therefore, functions as a case study in modern sports economics, showing how loyalty and local history can be overridden by ownership incentives. Readers come away with a clearer understanding of why relocation debates are rarely just about winning or losing on the field. Thirdly, the A's, Raiders, and Warriors as linked chapters in one regional sports story. Rather than isolating each franchise, the book treats Oakland's major teams as parts of a shared civic narrative. The Athletics, Raiders, and Warriors each embody a different chapter in the city's sports history, but together they reveal recurring patterns of ambition, instability, and disappointment. The book discusses the A's legacy in Oakland, the Raiders' repeated departures and return, and the Warriors' move across the Bay, showing how each case reflects a different version of the same larger problem. This structure is effective because it lets readers compare ownership styles, fan reactions, and political contexts across decades. The result is not merely a set of team histories, but a broader account of how one metropolitan area became a proving ground for the tension between local attachment and franchise mobility. By connecting these stories, the book gives Oakland sports its own coherent chronology rather than treating each departure as an isolated event. Fourthly, reporting, interviews, and a perspective shaped by decades of Bay Area sports coverage. The book's authority comes from the author's backgrounds and the range of voices they bring in. Dave Newhouse has covered Bay Area sports for decades, and that long memory gives the narrative historical depth. Andy Dulwich adds a business and operations perspective, which helps the book move beyond nostalgia into institutional analysis. The inclusion of conversations with figures from sports, politics, and economics broadens the lens further and gives the book a layered, documentary feel. This approach matters because the subject requires more than emotional reaction. Oakland sports has been shaped by media coverage, civic politics, ownership decisions, labor economics, and public sentiment, so a narrow account would miss the complexity. The book's reporting style allows it to function as both memory and explanation, preserving local history while also interrogating how that history was made. That combination of personal authority and broad sourcing is one reason the book is useful as a reference for readers interested in the East Bay. Lastly, a civic argument about trust, resilience, and what cities owe their fans. Beyond sports history, the book is also an argument about public trust and civic identity. It suggests that repeated franchise departures are not just disappointing entertainment events, but breaches in the relationship between teams, cities, and loyal communities. In that sense, the book reads as a critique of how easily fans can be treated as disposable, even when they sustain the culture and emotional value of a franchise. At the same time, the authors do not portray Oakland as broken or defeated. Instead, they emphasize resilience, civic pride, and the possibility of a future in which the city remains relevant in professional sports. This balance between criticism and hope is important because it keeps the book from becoming purely elegiac. Readers are asked to think about what fair treatment of a sports city should look like, and how elected officials and civic leaders might respond more effectively when teams threaten to leave. That practical civic dimension distinguishes the book from a simple fan lament. In conclusion, Goodbye, Oakland is best suited for readers who care about sports history, franchise economics, Bay Area culture, and the political life of cities. Oakland fans will find a detailed account of the losses that shaped local identity, while general readers can use it to understand how modern sports franchises are moved by ownership strategy rather than community sentiment alone. It also offers value for journalists, students of urban studies, and public officials who want a concrete example of how civic pride can collide with business realities. What makes the book stand out in its category is its dual perspective. It is both a history of Oakland sports and an argument about the ethics of abandonment. The authors bring long experience, insider knowledge, and local attachment, but they also keep the focus on larger structural forces. That combination gives the book more reach than a standard team chronicle. It is informative, locally grounded, and unusually candid about the gap between what fans deserve and what professional sports often delivers. If you would like to support Dave Newhouse, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.